A 1-0 lead. The Leafs carrying into the second period here in Toronto as James Van Riemsdyk from Brown and Dermott at 16:06, the only scoring in the first period. A 5-game homestand for the Maple Leafs. They have Ottawa coming in here on Saturday night, and then it will be Tampa Bay on Monday and Columbus here a week from this evening before the Leafs will go on a 2-game back-to-back swing through Pittsburgh and Detroit.
As winter is back, it's good for skating rinks.
You noticed it,
eh? Skating rinks are good, yeah. Right? The outdoor rink, because yes. A lot of times this time of year,
things are starting
to warm
melt.
Weather.
Yeah.
It's important to get out and utilize it. And the skating rink is nicely washed. As our good friend Dennis Bayock used to say, the ice is washed. We're ready for a new period.
Well, we are got the Leafs to the left and the Nashville Predators down to our right. There was just one penalty in the first period to Yarncroke, and the Leafs did very little with that. As the Predators off the faceoff get it to the line and push it out at center. Brought forward now by Ekholm across the line with a shot off the blocking glove of Anderson, and it goes up into the screen out of play. So they'll face it off in the circle to his right.
In every game, you know, even though Nashville is nicely in a playoff spot in the Western Conference, every game's big. Only two back of the Winnipeg Jets in the Central Division. They've got three games in hand. And
here's
behind St. Louis as well, or just up on St. Louis.
Got it in front of the lead goal. A lead pass by Matthews was too far for Nylander. And it is Ryan Ellis playing the puck out into the center ice area. Played in over the line, quickly shot right back out again by Jake Gardner. Now here's Ellis getting in across the line, got around Gardner. Engaged there by Zaitsev. Puck along the boards for Johansson. He loses it. Gardner has difficulties with it, and it's backhanded just wide of the Toronto net. Played by the Predators themselves down the ice. And Rene will leave it there. And a quick up on the left wing for Hartnell. The veteran across the line. Drop pass and a shot. And that was blocked by Bozak. It goes out into the center ice area. Brown can't get to it. Tyler Bozak, maybe it was his stick that got the brunt of that shot. But that was a slap shot from about 4 feet in front of him. Pass up on the wing for Van Riemsdyk. He gets in over the line. Slides it in around back of the net. Rene out of the cage to play it into the corner. Swept back around the boards. Alexei Emelin on the near wall. He is tied up there. Hartnell trying to dig it free as well. Roman Polak engaged along with Brown. Couple of the Leafs free it up for Van Riemsdyk. In for Bozak! Couldn't get a shot. Van Riemsdyk trying to center. And it went off a stick and goes to the near boards. Hartnell plays it down to the Toronto blue line. Then goes after it. Here is Bonino into the corner. Change is coming for the Predators. Laviolette getting his players exchanged. The Leafs will try to do likewise as Travis Dermott sends it over to Roman Polak. Polak back for Dermott. Forwards have been exchanged. Lead pass at center goes off Marner and down to the goaltender. Rene leaving it at the side of his net. Smith gets an outlet pass for the Predators and sends it into the zone. Kyle Churis into the forecheck. Quickly turned back up ice by Hainsey. A long rink-wide pass from Marner was out of his reach. And it is the Predators back in their own zone reorganizing. Kevin Fiala plays it around back of the net. We're approaching 3 minutes into the second period. Still 1-0 Toronto. Predators in back of the goal and not in any big time hurry to move up ice. And now when they do, it's off the boards and down the ice, and there's going to be an icing charge here against Nashville. And the culprit behind the goal, Matthias Ekholm, is complaining to the linesman that that shouldn't have been icing.
Well, he had long enough to decide what to do with it, didn't he?
Who would have thought?
As Nashville's done that stretch pass a number of times, but much like the Leafs, if the timing's not perfect, you're trying to hit a target that's standing still at the far blue line. Quite often, they miss it and it goes for icing, and even if they do manage to make contact. They simply just chip it into the other team's end of the ice, and you've got no momentum going forward to go after it.
Predators win the draw. Weber gets it around back of the net. And it's played up on the left wing boards to center, where Hainsey shoots it right back in again. Predators swing around the wall to the left wing side. Brought on at center. Fiala sends it down into the zone. Hustling after it is Austin Watson. And the Leafs turn it back up ice. Played by Kapanen in over the line for Leo Komarov. And they're going to call this offside. So it'll be brought back into the center ice area.
Well, Nashville Predators come in 9-1-1 in their last 11 games. But 8 of those 11 were on home ice. They were 6-1-1 at home. And when you look at that, that's exactly what the Leafs have to do in this 5-game homestand. They had a 6-game homestand to start the new year. The Leafs were just 2-2-2, and the two wins were both shootout victories. Then they ended up losing to Colorado, and since then they've been able to bounce back and win two games in a row at home.
Long shoot in is smothered by Anderson. He'll bring a face-off in the Toronto zone. Remember when Leo Komarov got that penalty early in the season because his visor?
Oh, yes.
Next time you see him up,
you think it's creeping up?
I'm pretty sure it's back where it was almost a year ago.
Now, is that more the positioning of the visor or the helmet is loose so it slides up? I'm not being smart-ass.
I'm going to give you the smart-ass answer. Depends who you're talking to.
No, my bad. Leo.
Well, yeah. Here's a pass in front of the net, blocked by Anderson, right on the goal line, and the puck came free, but the whistle had gone. And I'm not trying to be smart either, yeah. But I suppose it depends whether you're talking to Leo or you're talking to the referee. But yeah. I think that has become a little more lax, but... At any rate, faceoff coming in the Toronto zone to the left. Frederick Anderson, who's now faced 11 Nashville Predator shots. Boy, what a show Nashville put on in the playoffs last year, though. Never mind, and I'm not talking about what went on the ice. I mean outside, the fans got into it. Broadway, the area with all the honky-tonks right around the arena. They were outside watching the game on big screens. They've really done a great job of turning these football fans from Tennessee into some pretty avid hockey fans. Leafs in the center ice area. Marleau couldn't come up with it. Marner does. On to the left wing for Kadri. Drop pass Marleau. And he drilled it into the chest of Rene.
Hunter Marleau from that range had a slapper where he stepped into it a couple of games ago. But this was a wrist shot. He sort of had to reach back for it. And going back to what you were saying about Nashville and the city, our good friend Pete Weber was in, longtime broadcaster, original broadcaster of the Nashville Predators, and he said he and Terry Crisp, his longtime broadcast partner, we don't have to do Hockey 101 anymore. They used to have these classes for people to come in and learn the rules of the game and some of the intricacies. And now he said we don't do it anymore. Now it is a hockey market.
And he's happy because he'd have to try to explain goalie interference.
Yes.
And he doesn't know what it is. Launched high to center ice. So he's one of our favorites. Pete Weber, longtime broadcaster in Buffalo. And now in Nashville. Back to the blue line it comes. Nashville with a wrist shot in traffic. Knocked down. Anderson never saw it.
He felt it.
He felt it, you're right. And then looked behind him. And then quickly recovered and found it right at his knee and was able to put a glove on it.
The Leafs have got to be careful. There's a little push by the Nashville Predators here in the second period. The shots on goal now, 13-11. And for Nashville, five times this year they've hit the 40-shot mark. Most recently, their overtime win against the New York Islanders, 5-4, 47 shots in that game. They had 48 in a road game in Vancouver.
Draw again, one by the Predators. Shot deflected away by Anderson. Then a rebound in front of the goal by Bonino was sent wide of the net. Bounced out at center and brought back in over the line by the Predators. Ekholm, stolen back by the Leafs. Bozak, with a little bit of room, just gets it out at center. And the Leafs really aren't being able to be very creative here. It's just survival mode right now. Weber takes it around back of the net. Predators put the brakes on. Weber sends it back to the goal. Menino trying to center. Blocked there by Anderson. Poke free for Brown. Brown up on the left wing for Van Riemsdyk. Van Riemsdyk rolls it into the right wing corner. Brown can't get to it. Cleared back out at center ice. Kyle Churras turns. Up on the left wing for Ekholm. Played down into the Toronto zone, and now the Predators will change. Lead pass at center for Brown. Brown sends it back to Gardner. Back to Brown on a give and go. Brown across the line, left wing side. Stutter steps into the corner. Left it there for Bozak. Bozak got it back to the blue line. Gardner's wrist shot in traffic. Knocked down by Rene. And quickly played on the left wing. And Fiala gets it in on the right side. And a shot is an easy save for Anderson off his chest. And smothered there by his catching glove.
Well, Kyle Turris, career numbers against the Leafs, 26 games, 10 goals, 21 points. Seemed like every goal was a big one, didn't it? And even you go back to Austin Matthews' debut in the National Hockey League. Matthews with four goals after two periods of play. Kyle Turris had the tying goal for Ottawa on the third period and then put it away with the overtime winner. So if you're a Leaf fan, you weren't that upset to see Kyle Turris make his way to Nashville.
At the point, fanning on the shot was Ryan Ellis, but back-checking diligently was Victor Arvidsson. Now a giveaway, and the Leafs have a pass in front that is snared by Rene's left hand.
It seemed to surprise
Rene. Diamond was going to the net.
Yeah, didn't it? As he snapped the hand up. What I always liked about Pekka Rene, it's a big thing now that you've got everybody wants a goaltender with size. You want him to be 6'3 or bigger. Certainly Freddie Anderson falls into that category. But he is a goaltender with great agility. I mean, he moves.
And
this isn't
competitive.
Yeah, he's not a blocker. He's not a guy that just sort of sits halfway back in the crease and plays the percentages and hopes his size can carry him through.
A long shot by Dermott deflects wide of the net. And he's exciting.
Well, he moves towards the puck.
Yep.
You know?
Here's Kapanen. Got it across the line for Komarov. Komarov got it to the blue line, but it's intercepted there. Sissons brings it back to the Toronto blue line. Dermott got back in time to take it away. Kapanen for Moore. Off the boards to the blue line. Played back again by Subban. And now the Predators having difficulty getting into the Toronto zone. Leo Komarov takes his man to the boards in front of the Toronto bench. That's drawn a crowd. Subban knocks his man down. And it is played around back of the net. I see Mr. Burrow's got 10 games for his little kneeing episode the other day.
I would rather they say, you know what, you get nothing, but you're going to go out and nobody can jump in.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a guy that's made a living off scrums, hasn't he?
Turris gets it ahead and over the line for Smith. Drops for Churras. A shot deflected right on. And a brilliant pad save made by Anderson. His toughest save of the game right there. Played in over the line by Connor Brown. Van Riemsdyk going to the front of the net. Back behind the goal, it goes for Bozak. To Brown. Brown looking for Van Riemsdyk in front. And he failed to tip it. It comes back to the blue line to Morgan Rielly. A pass in is going to be deflected up into the screen. And out of play. Van Riemsdyk's 21st goal of the season from Brown. And Dermott is all we've... 42 years ago this evening. Daryl Sittler. Yes. 10-point night at Maple Leaf Gardens. And you see where they have found his game jersey? It had been lost from that night. Daryl had never seen it. Now they have got it authenticated. It's a fairly expensive piece of...
I was going to say, was it lost?
Well,
strategically misplaced.
The rumor has it that Harold Ballard gave the jersey to a friend of his. And it has been moved around a couple of times to collectors. And now it has been authenticated. And, of course, back then, I mean, they didn't have extra jerseys. He had two jerseys, one for road, one for home. Now they'll wear different jerseys for warm-up and everything. So it was a little different back then.
I only had one jersey.
Well, that's because...
Practice.
But, into the corner. Yarncroke gets it back along the boards for Bonino. Polak is in there battling with it. And Dermott is able to fish the puck free and starts it out with a pass for Bozak. up ahead for Brown. Apparently Brown didn't touch it. Icing is called against the Maple Leafs. And back down into the Toronto zone it comes.
15 shots each is... I mean, we were, what, shots were two apiece midway through the first period? The game's yep. opened up a little bit, probably more because the Nashville Predators are down a goal. But this has not been a high-chance game. This is nothing like we saw against the Anaheim Ducks a couple of nights ago. They had the Leafs win a game 7-4, and for the second time, Curtis McIlhenny comes in and picks up a victory in relief. First time was pretty exciting, too.
That was, a year ago.
Game 81 against the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yes, indeed. 15 shots apiece. 1-0 Toronto here in the second period. A flip out into the center ice area. Cut off by Roman Josi. Stolen back by Van Riemsdyk. And what are they saying? A hook?
Going to call it a hook, but I don't think it's Van Riemsdyk. I think it might have been Connor Brown. If I'm not mistaken.
Toronto minor penalty hooking.
And yep. it is. And the penalty kill brought to you by Alpine Credits. Own your home and need a loan. Get approved at alpinecredits.ca. Homeowners get approved.
Well, the power play for Nashville. 0-3 against the New York Islanders, but we're 5-14 in the five games before that. The Leafs have given up three power play goals in the last six times short and are 13-19 in the last eight games.
8:21 the time of the penalty. First power play for the Predators. Smith carries it down into the corner. Looks back at the net and finds Arvidsson to the blue line it comes. Subban playing it down in along the boards. Now Subban gets it back at the point. Fed over on the far side for Ekholm. Back to Subban. It goes back to Ekholm now at the point, looking back on the right wing side. Johansson a shot. Big rebound. Goes back to Johansson. Pass into the slot. Back to Subban at the point. Subban to Johansson. Pass partially deflects and goes off the stick of Leo Komarov into the crowd.
Well, when you look at the top producers, the Nashville Predators, who are 3rd overall in the power play this season. The Leafs might be fortunate that Philip Forsberg is out of the lineup. 10 of his goals have come in the power play. And Craig Smith has 7 power play goals on the season. 7 of his 16 for Forsberg. 10 of his 17 on the power play.
Smith is right in front of the net. As played by Johansson back to the point. Subban returns the favor. Johansson with a shot. A good toe save made by Anderson. Subban playing it in along the boards. Cut off there by Roman Polak. Taken to the wall. Polak gets it freed up. And then Kapanen doesn't get it out the first time. Moore will. Predators have to get out of the zone and now bring it back into the Toronto end. Hainsey is intercepted. Rings it around the boards off a body. Kapanen trying to tip it. He does. He's got a breakaway. Kapanen getting away from one man. He's in a goal. Stop. Still has it. Shoots and scores. Kasperi Kapanen looked like the chance had gone. He got caught from behind. I think there was going to be a penalty. But he managed to regain his balance and then slips it through the legs of Pekka Rinne. And the Maple Leafs have just scored their 4th shorthanded goal.
This puck bounced to the blue line and there was a race for it between Kapanen and P.K. Subban. Kapanen was able to chip it past the sprawling Nashville defenseman, but then he had to wait for the puck as it came down and he had to reach back for it and then take off. Then Craig Smith was in full speed behind him. So Kapanen gets to the front of the net, then stops, backpedals, looks like he's going to throw it back to the front of the net, and instead throws one through the pads of Pekka Rinne. This is not how you draw it up.
Here's a backhand shot taken by Josi that went wide of the Leaf goal. Still 20 seconds left in the power play. To the near boards for Roman Josi. Back to the point, far side for Ryan Ellis. Return to Josi. Near side and a shot taken by Turris. Kicked away by Anderson. Dominic Moore and Hainsey are going to get assists on the goal. Ellis at the point. Turris, the penalty is over as it bounces out into the center ice area. Kind of gift assists, aren't they?
Well, that was, yeah. I mean, Kapanen tipped it past Subban.
Yeah.
Then it became almost a video goal, video game goal.
Pass made by Hartnell was blocked, then his wrist shot is easily taken on the chest by Anderson and held for a faceoff. With 9:17 to go in the second period, Kasperi Kapanen, his fourth goal of the season at 9:38, and the Maple Leafs have a 2-0 lead. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Back here at the Air Canada Centre, you mentioned something during the break. It's like what the practice. Yep. Somebody comes down there and he dallies. Yep. He's sitting there and you go, you're never going to have that much time in a game. Why would you do that?
Especially shorthanded.
Yeah.
And another look at it. I don't know if this goes off his skate, the defenseman's skate, and then through the legs of Pecorine. If it did, that'll be two that glanced in off defenseman and have the Leafs up 2-0.
Also not in the lineup tonight for the Nashville Predators.
Mike Fisher.
Carrie Underwood's husband.
Yes.
Yeah. Who is that guy again? Who is that?
Michael Fisher.
Oh, that guy. Yeah.
Who's had a pretty good NHL career. But certainly, when you talk about you need strength down the middle, you need a character guy, you don't really have to go too far to find one.
Nope. Nope, not a bit. By the time the Leafs get to Nashville, he's probably going to be in the lineup, or at least available. Played around the boards to the far side. Out come the Predators to center. Yarncroke sends it down into the corner, and Riley sends it around on the near side for Marner. Tipped it for Riley, who got it to the blue line, but not out. And now he'll get an opportunity to skate it out. Riley with a pass ahead for Marner in across the line. Marner trying to poke it along the boards, couldn't keep it in, and it is played down the ice by Nashville. No icing. Ron Hainsey in his own zone. Long lead pass goes off Hyman. Nylander leaves it for Hyman, who gets to go to the net with a pass. And it was just tipped away from Austin Matthews, who was coming down the right side. Subban back in over the line. 2-0 Toronto after the shorthanded goal by Kapanen. Along the boards, here is Matthews getting it over on the wing to Hyman. Hyman skates to center and shoots it in and took a bump there from P.K. Subban. Round back of the net. Centering pass comes out in front and tackled in front of the goal was Nylander, and there'll be a penalty here to the Nashville Predators.
I think this is a fortunate call for the Leafs. I mean, at first glance, you think that Nylander was either chopped down or grabbed onto. Bonesy, if you get another look at it, it looked like Nylander trying to cut around Pecorine just fell on his own. You know,
there was some contact there, I guess, and it's enough that it's going to bring a penalty.
I don't know, and I guess at the
they're
very
trying
least
to decide
it's
who
hook.
It's going to go to.
Well, there were two of them.
12:04 is the time of the infraction, and the power play is brought to you by your Ontario Subaru dealers. Winter's the perfect time to get cozy. So cozy up to a Subaru at your local Ontario dealer. Subaru, confidence in motion.
And we still don't have a Nashville play. Now they got him.
He was hiding. Remember one time the Carl Brewer got a penalty and he hit underneath the bench.
Salamaki.
I think it was Bill Friday said, if you don't get Brewer over here, you're going to get a double minor. Draw one by the Leafs. Marner, back it goes to Morgan Riley. Riley holding. Now lets the shot go. There's a big rebound in front of the net. And it was slashed out and down the ice by Nashville.
Well, Salamaki, by the way, does officially get the penalty for Nashville. And hooking is a call.
Out come the Leafs at center with Marner. Onto the left wing side. And called offside by the linesman, Matt McPherson. Andrew Smith, the other linesman, Dan O'Halloran, Ian Walsh are the referees.
And the Nashville Predators have 5 shorthanded goals on the season. Victor Arvidsson and Kelly Yarncroc with 2 apiece. And this is where I'm talking about the power play and how important it is. I mean, you score a goal now in a power play and can take a 3-0 lead over Nashville. It's huge. I mean,
yeah, you can go 1-for-5 from that point on. Doesn't matter, right? Timing. Timing is everything.
They say with big saves, a lot of times it's not how many you get, it's what time you get them.
Shot down the ice again by Nashville. Up ahead it goes to Mitch Marner across the line for Van Riemsdyk. Van Riemsdyk cuts to the middle of the ice. Shot was blocked by the skate of Kadri. Marner to the blue line, gets it returned from Riley. Pass in, a deflection right on. Down was Rinne. There's a scramble. The puck coming free and some shoving in front of the net. But the whistle stops play and a faceoff coming in the circle to the left of Pekka Rinne.
And Riemsdyk scored a goal on Rinne in Nashville in the end of last year from a similar spot. Camped off to the left of the Nashville goaltender and just a little redirection back towards the net. Rinne never really did have this, did he?
No, it was underneath his pad.
Now, of course, we didn't know that until you see a couple of different angles of it.
But Ekholm was given Van Riemsdyk a couple of real good shots to the back of the head for his efforts to pry it loose. Off a face-off win, Ryan Ellis will bounce the puck down the ice.
Now we talk about the depth of the Leafs up front. Minute to go, the second. Power play unit is out. That is Austin Matthews on.
Nylander, left wing feed across the line. Into the left wing corner. Shot taken there by Matthews was stopped. The rebound, trying to shovel it in front. And the glove hand of Rinne snaps that out of the air with Patrick Marleau trying to get it into the goal crease area.
And we were saying earlier about Pekka Rinne and the way he plays. And I made the comment that he moves towards the puck. So many goaltenders now, everything is elbows in, knees together, down in the butterfly position. But you'll see, he's got that mixture of old school where he's always conscious of, you know, the blocker to the to knock the puck into the corner, that he actually reacts to the puck rather than to his positioning more. And you're what, 6'5"?
Mm-hmm.
You can do both.
That's a nice combination. Cross the line, knocked out of the air by Subban. Subban's just going to ice the puck, and it is down into the Toronto zone. Here's Gardner with 20 seconds left to go in the power play. Gardner drops for Nylander. Nylander hits the line with a pass to Connor Brown, and as he tried to send it back to the blue line, it gets past Gardner and comes to center. Now Gardner works up on the left wing, drops it off on the right side for Zaitsev. He wires it down into the zone. Rinne out of the goal to block it. Iced again, and out of the penalty box came Salamaki, but he couldn't handle the pass, and it turns into an icing charge in what might have been a bit of an odd man rush here. And Salamaki's upset with the official.
Well, Zaitsev was the one that was one of the defensemen that would have been caught on this. But there's another power play, and the Leafs really don't generate anything that I think you would say it was an outstanding scoring chance. And the other thing is, sometimes a lot of teams, you kill a penalty. You're the team that gets the boost out of it. Goes right to your legs.
Sent down into the Toronto zone. Anderson pumping it around on the boards to the near wing for Kapanen. He got it ahead off the stick of Leo Komarov. But it is the Nashville Predators who get it in over the line. Here's a break and a goal. Stopped by Anderson. Volleyballed in front of the net. And as he scrambles to get back to his crease, a big save made there by Frederick Anderson. Down into the corner. It was Victor Arvidsson who broke in all alone. Played along the boards by Emelin. Back of the net. Freddy. As rightly so, being chanted here at the Air Canada Centre. Here are the Predators back to the point, near side. Emelin sends it around to the far side. Dermott got there first. Dermott playing it up on the wing, and a penalty coming to Toronto for tripping.
And this is going to be Dominic Moore. And I think the first one was a trip. Then Craig Smith got back up, and Dominic Moore got the cross check into the lower back, and here come Nashville.
So the Leafs to the penalty kill when we return. Joe Bowen and Jim Ralph back here at the Air Canada Centre. The Leafs go to the penalty kill, brought to you by Alpine Credits. Own your own home and need a loan. Get approved at alpinecredits.ca. Homeowners get approved. 4:59 to go in the period. 2-0 Toronto.
Well, we mentioned the importance of timing for a power play goal. How about this for Nashville? 4:59 to go, down two here in the second period.
They have Cheris out there. A draw one by the Predators at the point to Cheris. Works to the top of the circles. Gets it back again. Sends it a far side. Down the boards goes Roman Josi. Backpedaling it to the line. Did it stay in? It just stayed in. Shot from the blue line is smothered by Anderson. Off the stick of Ryan Ellis. Cheris, Sissons, Fiala out there.
You know, we've talked about one thing that the Leafs may lack in the power play is that big shot, the one-timer, the top of the circle. And Nashville's got no trouble. They traded one. Shea Weber to Montreal, but
got one.
Subban, you got Ellis.
And Subban not on the ice. Here's Ellis at the point. Shot, deflects it, a goal! Anderson down again! Puck is scrambled around. Anderson trying to regain his feet, has lost his goal stick. Hand it back to him. Here's a shot, deflects wide into the far side. Anderson across to make another save. He's scrambling around. Still can't get his goal stick. Now he does, but it's facing the wrong way. Back to the point, another shot. That's blocked by Hyman, and he sprawls to engulf it down the ice.
Bernie Anderson has made about four outstanding stops in this Nashville power play.
Two of them looking the wrong way.
There's still a minute to go in it.
Listen to the crowd saluting his play. Here's Subban. Got it ahead and then returned. Subban across the line. Knocked by the Leafs up on the wing. And Kapanen will shoot it out and down the ice. Rene has to get back into the net because it was not going into the trapezoidal area. As Kapanen got back there, then a shot goes wide of the net. Off the stick of Connor Brown. Here are the Predators coming out on the left wing. At center, Arvidsson. Dropping it back. Smith works in with a shot. Goal post. And nothing more as it goes into the screen and out of play.
You know, the angles are good. Boy, he made some spectacular stops. 19 seconds left. In the penalty to Dominic Moore. But, I mean, this was old-style 70s, 80s goaltending, wasn't it?
Flailing around, yep.
Mike Palmateer is smiling somewhere down in Florida right now.
You know, you talked about the athleticism of Rene. It was very much on display at the other end of the rink and the guy in the blue uniform.
Jerry Cheevers once described it as standard butterfly and panic. His style of goaltending.
I never got the butterfly part. Draw to the right of Anderson. Hyman scrummed the draw, but it comes back to Subban and a wrist shot in traffic, knocked away, and it is cleared down into the corner. Hainsey just filled in Arvidsson in front of the net. And now Leo Komarov has iced the puck with 4 seconds left in the penalty and 3 minutes to go in the period. So the Leafs kill it off. 2-for-2 in the penalty kill. They've allowed three in their last 15 times short. A shot goes wide of the Toronto goal. Blocked there by Moore, who's out of the penalty box. Played it up on the wing to center. And it is Matthews getting it on. Did Nylander touch that? No. Icing against Toronto.
What a big kill for the Leafs. There's all kinds of opportunities for the Nashville Predators. As we mentioned, third overall. Then the power play. You also know when you've got the third best goals against average in the National Hockey League. It's going to be a lot of things that are going to go well for you. And Barry Trotz has moved on to Washington, but certainly the attention to detail on your own end has stayed with the organization.
Dominic Moore out with Nylander and Matthews. I'm not sure if Hyman, after blocking that shot and then golfing it down the ice, is able to return, but we'll see. Deflected down into the Predator zone. Matthews up against the end boards, trying to center in front. He did, and a shot taken there by Nylander was stopped on the short side by Rene. Played back down into the Toronto zone. Here's Morgan Rielly turning. He brings it to center with a little move across the line, then lost it. Did a little pirouette as he almost collided there with Matthews. A lead pass up ahead for Haberg. Haberg trying to come away with it into the slot. Now sends it towards the net. That hit a body and they score. I think it went off James Van Riemsdyk's head.
And we might look at some goaltender interference on this one, Bonesy. Nashville got a break as Van Riemsdyk was cruising through the slot and the shot hits him the right side of the head and then drops down. But I thought there might have been some interference in front of Freddie Anderson as the puck was... No, I'm wrong.
No, Colton Sissons is going to get credit for the goal that cuts the margin to 2-1 on a huge break for the Nashville Predators.
Well, coming after Austin Matthews set up William Nylander in tight. This was just a wrist shot. And the other downside of this was as the puck was sailing towards the net, Freddie Anderson lost it once it hit Van Riemsdyk. So you had Freddie Anderson drifting to his left looking for the puck. It hits Van Riemsdyk and then bounces back more to the right. So Freddie Anderson was out of position and Nashville's on the board.
Time of the goal brought to you by The Pint. Eat, drink, repeat at Canada's best pub. The Pint, 277 Front Street West. And the goal, the Leaf goal, was at 9:38. And the Nashville Predators will get on the board here in the final 2 minutes of the second period. Played down into the Predator zone. Ekholm gets it out at center. Craig Smith to the right wing side, dropping it back for Johansson and into the corner. Goes centering in front of the goal. Oh my, what a chance Smith had. He was all alone for some reason. And the Leafs dodge a big bullet there. Here's Marner backhanding it down into the zone and peeling to the bench. Minute to go in the period.
By the way, for Sissons now, that's his third goal in the last four games.
And his sixth overall, so he has kind of caught a little lightning in a jar.
But with Forsberg out of the lineup, you would think that maybe the ice time will go up a little bit.
Haberg and Ellis draw the assists on the goal.
It's a funny game, isn't it? They have all those great scoring opportunities in the power play. Nothing goes.
One off ahead, rebound and in.
Yep.
Morgan Riley sends it around the boards. The old adage, no one said it was supposed to be fair. Puck bounces to the side of the net, comes back to the point, kept in there by Hainsey. Now Bozak to Van Riemsdyk, and the wrist shot went wide of the net. Morgan Riley moves to keep it in. Bozak against the board, squeezed to the wall by Ekholm, and it's played to center ice. Riley skates back into his own end. Plays it out at center for Bozak with Van Riemsdyk, who takes the pass, dropped back to Brown, and Brown got a good shot away, but it was blocked. Yarncroke comes to center, and on the right side, flipping it just to the side of the Toronto goal, played back of the net then as Anderson got tangled up there with Fiala, and down went Fiala and is slow to go to the bench. Played back into the area of the circle to the left of Rene as the horn brings an end to the period. So both teams score in the second period. Kapanen shorthanded from Moore and Hainsey at 9:38. Sissons from Haberg and Ellis at 18:10. And it is 2-1 in favor of Toronto.
And this is only the 14th time this season that Nashville has trailed after the second period. 1-10-2 so far. And the Leafs are hoping that 10 will turn to an 11 after the next 20 minutes.
27-22, the shots after two periods of play. We'll step aside for Jim Taddy and Greg Gilbert. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network.